Hey, 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 it's the B-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I am Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And I thank you so very much. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's
yes,
Friday.
It is.
Blame it on Friday. And I'm drinking out of a red cup on top of that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, it's orange juice, though.
But thank you.
Not spiked.
Okay.
Not yet. So yes, I got sidetracked.
Clearly.
Yeah, for our listeners. So we were really scheduled to start this at 10 o'clock, and I got sidetracked because I'm doing something new, right?
Okay.
And I've embraced that something new, which is the topic of the conversation. I thought, you know, what better way to to help me feel a little bit better about getting sidetracked than to make this part of the show, which it
work
is.
It out, work it out, work it out.
So we, for the first time ever, I have participated or am participating in a virtual conference. This is now, anybody who's ever been to a conference, a business conference, know that they last 2 to 3 days, maybe even longer. You know, some business conferences go from Thursday to Sunday, or, you know, Sunday is your checkout. So that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, 2 to 3 days, right. And so what happened due to the pandemic, they ended up moving my museum conference to an online. Now I have to give amazing kudos to the American Association of African American Museums, AAAM, because when they decided to move it, which it was scheduled to be here in Miami at this very time, when they decided to do it, it was in limbo, right? Like a lot of people were in limbo. Like, what do we do? You know? And so they didn't cancel until, I want to say May. They didn't cancel May is when they made the decision. Because I then decided, oh, okay, then I can go to the Roots concert, because there was the Roots concert had moved to the Roots cookout. They call it a picnic. I don't like that term, picnic, but the Roots cookout. And so they had moved their cookout, which was scheduled to be in the summer. They moved it to August. The very same day of this conference. Well, they hadn't changed that conference date, and then they finally did. So they changed it, and I celebrate them because they decided, you know, we're not going to just not have a conference. We're going to actually make an attempt to do what we need to do and to still provide a conference. Obviously, it was much cheaper. You went from $400 and some goes to $500 some. Well, just for the registration was $500, close to $500 some. Just the registration. Remember, you got hotel, you got travel. So you know, and that dropped down to total in all $125 for members. So you get this amazing conference now experience, right? Because they still had the breakout sessions. They're using this platform. I'm just giving so many shout outs today. It's called FeeLoop. It was the first time I ever heard of FeeLoop. And I think I'm saying that right, because the PH is F. So it's PHEEDLOOP. FeeLoop. They use that particular platform, and they moved all the conferences online. All the rooms. So all the, if you were a presenter, I'm a little disappointed today because I was so excited about doing, you know, more sessions. We have so many more sessions, and they have very few sessions today. I'm like, because this is like, I was ready for it. But really cool exhibit hall. Like, we normally always have an exhibit hall where the vendors, they actually have an area in here where the exhibit halls are. And you can go and you can either join them live, or you can, all of the exhibit halls that I've went through so far all have like some type of YouTube presentation about their product. So I just watched one, another plug. I just watched one on Artwork Archives. And so I just watched theirs. And so you can go through those sessions, go through the exhibit hall in between your sessions or before your sessions start. And then they have what is called the Membership Institute Marketplace. That is like, I really wish I can cut and paste this out of this, because it literally, all of the participating, if you went in early, right, all the participating historical black museums are displaying something inside of this platform in that institute marketplace, which is something we didn't have at conference, right? You did that through your networking. You did that through your passing. So there wasn't like a table with your museum or even a video with your museum's, you know, exhibit or anything showing in there. But now that I have that. So I just went through all of that to say, I got sidetracked. Mm-hmm. I got sidetracked. Thank you, Artwork Archive, because I got sidetracked doing y'all. I realized that how much I had embraced it. Like, I was going through withdrawals when one of the sessions was in. I was like, I'm supposed to be in a session. Like, why am I not in the session? I was going through withdrawals because my body had literally adjusted to being in conference. Mm-hmm. I came in, I sat at the computer, I got my orange juice. I adjusted, you know, I did all the things that, you know, I would, I guess, have done in a hotel room, except have breakfast. I embraced it. Mm-hmm. I embraced it. So what am I telling our listeners, outside of just going through this whole AAAM experience? By the way, they had Kenny Lattimore do a live performance last night. We have amazing conference. If anybody ever wants to go, first of all, these people know how to dance. Remember, these are Black people who started museums. In a lot of cases, a lot of them are alive. Some of the most renowned people, John Lewis was no stranger to our conference, you know. So we were honored to have a lot of, you know, you get the first, you know, secretary of, you know, the Smithsonian, Lonnie Bunch, you know, who opened up that big, fabulous museum that everybody's rushing to get to in D.C., how he raised that money for that. So I think it is an amazing space. It is not just for people who are in the art museum world. It's really for anybody to come. I mean, we have amazing, a great time, and they like to dance and they love to eat. So it will be back here in Miami. Let me throw that in there. It will be back here because they decided it will, since we didn't get it this year, 2021, it will be here in Miami. And it'll be a great opportunity to network. And I like going to conferences away from home, and this felt like it was away from home. So yeah, that was embracing the new, right? And right. I think that is a lot of us. What is the new? Now, some of us are not happy with the new. Some of us have to embrace being out of a relationship. Because this pandemic clearly helped you understand, Negro, we can't be together. You should embrace that, though. You got to embrace that. Some of us are having to embrace the new way of worship. Right. Some mm-hmm. of us are so used to going to the brick and mortar to worship God. And we did. And I'm so happy. You know, you know how I am about this. I'm happy because now I think people worship God even more, because we would only go to church and do it and then come home and cuss to the sailors. You know, at least now I think you're in a little bit more prayer. I think your prayer time has went up. I think God hears a lot more people, not to mention that the timelines of deaths people transitioning has gone up immensely. But I think God hears us more. Embracing the new. Embracing the new. I don't know if anybody wants to get too complex or too complacent in not having a job. I mean, I'm not quite excited. I don't know if I want to embrace that new unless it has brought you to realize I can work for myself. And that is a great new. So if it's put you out there and you decided, you know what, I'm going to do this business that I've been wanting to do. I'm going to create this. I'm going to enhance my website. Embracing the new. What is your new?
I knew you were going to ask that question.
I knew you knew I was going
to
ask.
Yeah. And I was really trying to figure out, do I really have a new? I think for me, it's probably more resetting myself around the very things I value. And so if that's considered new, then,
mm-hmm. then that's what I'm.
It? I am. And the embracing of that is, I'd like to think more like many more gentle reminders of things that kind of like, well, you always knew you should have been doing that, or not should have been. You always knew life is better when you're doing these things. Mm-hmm. And so
what are some of those things? Cause I know I'm ready for it.
Well, one is just intentionality.
I like that walk you've been doing.
Thank you very much.
That walk. I've been thinking about you and that walk. Because I don't think you were doing that. No, you were doing the walk at home.
But, you know, I have moments. I still have moments where I uh-huh. slip and I don't take care of myself. And uh-huh. and I, you know, I try to play a mind game with myself and say, okay, it's okay if you didn't get it done this morning. You could do it in the afternoon because you'll have this time here. Or you'll have, you know, and I end up not doing it. Because really what it is, it's uh-huh. the ritual of the time as well. That early morning sets the tone for the rest of my day.
Gotcha.
So I can do something at noon or 1 o'clock when I see, okay, I've got a break here, my time. But now being here with my mother and all, I have been doing, you know, early morning and then in the evening, again, almost kind of like a recap of the day. Walk around, do my thing. And also intentionality towards my relationships, that I am really good at not communicating. And so I now, and that's what people, yeah, that's what people I actually like. I'm really good with not communicating. And so
people like that about you?
No, they know it about me. I don't know that they like it. I can't
They've
say
accepted.
That. They've accepted that.
I have somebody like that. I have some people like that. If I don't call them. Now you're talking about communication overall. I'm just narrowing communication down to reaching out to a person. But I love her dearly, Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
I love her dearly. But I just know she's been like that since high school. Since high school, she's been like that. If I don't, you know, she got the number.
Mm-hmm. My thing is, I think like it's the investment in people that I know I sometimes shy away from, and this has to do with my own you know personal angst that I have. Like I will admit that I will leave people and come back, and I'm always surprised that they are happy to see me. Like I don't, and it's not that they shouldn't be happy to see me. I'm just always surprised by it. Like. Because in my world, I'm so this may be part of the, you know, the mystique of who I am, or it may just be I'm just that raggedy. I don't know which one it is, but you know, like I do what I do, and then I leave, and I'm done, and I'm good with that. And then when mm-hmm. I come back, I always think I got to start all over again. And people are like, no, they're happy to see me from the point that I've returned.
Yeah,
and I'm always amazed, surprised, and a little bit in disbelief that you actually missed me. Or you're actually happy to see me. And it's not that I don't think I'm like I leave a good impression on people or anything like that. It's just I'm just still surprised by it, because I'm kind of like, there's just so many other things you could be doing, and then you actually take time to say, I've really missed you being around. And I'm like, no, you didn't. You know, but that's my own angst, you know, that I have to deal with. And so in that comes my communication thing, where not only whether it's reaching out, which that is part of probably a new for me is to, I don't think it's just still me being reminded that I need to do it, is the time that it takes to be intentional to carve out and call people or send a letter or a text or whatever it is, whatever means I need to communicate with somebody to say, I'm thinking of you or just checking in on you. And as much as I appreciate when people do it for me, I always have to remind myself that if I appreciate it that much, someone else would appreciate it as well. So make sure that you do it. So it's wow. being so that intentional
I,
about it.
That right there. If I appreciated it mm-hmm. so much, or it made me feel that good about mm-hmm. my, then reciprocating that should be up on that list.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I was just listening to all right now.
Cause that hit on something else, but we're going to stick to the new.
Well, I mean, oh, well, yes, but I was telling a friend the impact her mother had on me in the short periods of time that I was around her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me again, we really have no clue how our everyday functioning positively or negatively impacts another person.
Mm-mm.
And her mother was not only a mother, a wife, daughter, and all that, you know, a professional and all these, I mean, she did all these things, but it was these little details that she would do that I just thought was like, wow, you know, mm-hmm. and even to the point that when I first met her mother, she immediately thanked me for being a friend to her daughter. And I was so moved by that. Cause I was like,
she ain't know no better. She ain't know what was going on.
No, that's what I'm saying. But the thing is, she ain't know, but that's okay. You know, like I let her believe that this was a good thing. And fortunately, my friend had told her only the good stuff.
Right.
Her sweet mama just believed that this was a good influence that I... But the funny thing was, is actually her mother and I, without even talking to each other, almost tag team on stuff mm-hmm. to try to help my girlfriend to mm-hmm. just stay on the right path. Like, look at this. Think about this, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was almost like her mother had kind of cloned me to be close to her daughter and whisper stuff that her mama would have been saying, you know, because mm-hmm. I'm actually older than her daughter is. And yet, you know, we were just hanging out, but it was every once in a while I throw a little nugget in there like, well, you know, you might want to think about so-and-so. She's like, oh, it sounds like my mother. I was like, okay, one for team mom. Okay.
Yep.
You know, but just the idea that in that short period of time that I would be around her mother and watching how the things that her mother would do or say. And the thing about her thanking me, I always think about that in terms of, again, being about very intentional to show appreciation to people and to show gratitude.
Yeah.
And that I was never around her for a long period of time, but in that short period of time, she made sure I knew that she valued the friendship I had with her daughter. Wow. You know, and I think that's so important that... Y'all can talk about all the stuff that's going on around. There's some just basic human decencies that we need to make sure we're practicing daily. And one of those is, you know, giving gratitude, giving thanks and saying how you appreciate, being honest with people. And, you know, if somebody hurts you, being honest to say that really hurt me. But if somebody does something really great, like, thank you, I appreciate it. I mean, like all those things that help to nurture healthier relationships. So that's what I'm, you know, this is the last thing I swear I'm gonna say. This morning I had a moment and I realized we are such fragile and delicate creatures. Mm. And yet oftentimes we are bulldozing over people. And we're not really considering what someone is carrying or what someone's bringing into a space.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to know your backstory.
That load.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't have to know your backstory. And I'm not always going to be privy to it. But I believe part of that new is a renewal of just some basic decencies on how we treat one another. And that if I treat you like a flower, and flowers have strength, but they're also very gentle. You know, mm-hmm. if I treat you like fine lace or something, there's the threads are woven together, but there's still something very fragile about that. Mm-hmm. Then it allows me to come in and come away with a gentler spirit, as opposed to just like literally bulldozing into people's lives. Mm. And whatever shrapnel and carnage is left, well, that's just what it is. Wow. And you just keep on going. And so I think part of, for me, like right now, is just like, before I jump on my bandwagon, or, oh, I know she didn't do such and such, it's like to stop and just figure out, like, what does this gentle soul need today? You know?
Mm. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. The extended word from this week, and I say the extended word because it dropped, and it's a word that we all know, is grace.
Mm.
And offering grace. Mm. And extending grace. And that has been, you know, really, really powerful. Mm-hmm. Right? How giving grace to, you know, that conversation came up of how giving grace to people who are unaware or mm-hmm. who don't mm. know,
mm.
Giving grace to them and giving and making them aware is a form of giving them grace,
mm-hmm.
but it's how you make them aware, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that what you just said helped to paint a picture. I remember there was a way that my grandmother would wake us up for school.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a way that my mother would wake us up mm-hmm. for school. And I would always like it for when my grandmother woke us up for school. Because it was always a scent, a smell of aroma
mm-hmm.
of breakfast or something. And if you didn't smell the breakfast, it was it's time to get up or tap, you know, touch mm-hmm. lightly.
Mm-hmm.
My mother, on the other hand, it was a scream. It was a fire alarm.
Mm-hmm,
it was a shake. You know, it was like, it's the same person. I'm the same guy. You mm-hmm. know, to say that I have these same morning excitements that I had when I was in school. Yeah, I did. I like mm-hmm. getting up in the morning. I actually am a morning person. I mm-hmm. appreciate the morning. I just appreciate my bed too. And so mm-hmm. it's how you wake people up, right? Mm-hmm. When you come into their room, when mm-hmm. you come into their space, it's how you jar people.
Mm.
You know, you have people that walk in rooms and they're absolutely bundles of joy. And mm-hmm. then you have mm-hmm. people who walk in rooms and you're like, I gotta go.
Right.
Put that one finger up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so you're right. Embracing the new.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This has been the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. We are embracing the new and what that looks like for you. And know that you can do it. Yeah. This mm-hmm. has been the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And we're so delighted that you decided to stop in and listen to us. Have a great one.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.